Bereshit, Karabkin. So our parsha opens with Yaakov fleeing from his father's house, going to Lavan's house, and opens with the incident of him reaching a certain place and realizing that that place is holy, which, as Chazal understand, he realizes that he hid Har Moriah, the future Makom HaMikdash, and therefore he decided he had to go back, he had to daven, and Midrashim build on this. So I just thought I'd talk for a few minutes about the halacha we know, just some implications we might not know, of davening towards the Beit HaMikdash. So we know the Gemara in Brachot Laflamid outlines that we try to symbolically collect all of the tefillot of Klal Yisrael to the Makom HaMikdash, such that if you're in Chutz Laretz, you daven towards Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you daven towards Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, you daven toward the Makom HaMikdash, so on, so that everybody is davening to the same place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Gemara says that's why we refer to the Beit HaMikdash as Talpiot, Tel Shekol Piot Ponim Bo, the place to which all mouths turn, and everyone davens to the place, to that place of the Beit HaMikdash. And if you don't know which direction the Beit HaMikdash is, you don't know where you are, you're in the middle of a desert, so then you're mechaven libo keneged Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim, you, in your mind, in your heart, directed towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, for that reason, historically, when shuls had started to have built-in Aron Kodesh in their shul, so they try to, as we do here, put the Aron on the side that also lines up with Eretz Yisrael, which here is basically east. So then you'd be davening towards the Aron and towards Yerushalayim at the same time. But there are a few halachic shailas that arise. So, for example, one of the shailas that the Achronim deal with is what happens if you, turns out, while you're in the middle of davening, you realize you're facing the wrong direction. We've all been in this situation. You're on vacation. You're not near a shul. I remember one time I was with my father, and we were in our hotel room. There was no shul around, so we were davening mincha there. My father looked out the window to see if Trey was east. Right, it was evening, so you can see where the sun is setting. But he didn't realize that the building right across from us was very reflective, and he was actually seeing the sun from the opposite direction. Right, so that happens. Sometimes you realize in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're facing the wrong direction. So what do you do? So there are some achronim, as the Berhetev note, that this halacha is so important that you have to turn to Yerushalayim. In Paskin, you have to, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, just turn. Right? Normally, we don't move during Shemoneh Esrei. Some of the Achronim say, it doesn't matter, this halacha is so important, you turn around in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Now, that's not the way most Achronim paskin. The Taz knows that that's probably not how we paskin. What you should do, though, they note, is that you still have to do everything you can. So while you may be facing the opposite direction, you should turn your head as much as you can. You should turn your body as much as possible towards Yerushalayim, because it really is a problem that you are facing the wrong direction. Another issue the Achronim bring up, what happens if you're in a shul that's facing the wrong direction? The whole shul is facing the wrong direction. So if you face towards Yerushalayim, not only will it be that you'll be out of place, it's a potential problem of Lotus Go to do. So again, the Beretiv notes from the Yad Eliyahu that some Achronim write that, yeah, it's so important to be facing Yerushalayim, even if your entire shul is facing one direction and you have your back to the rest of the shul, you have to face Yerushalayim. The Mishnah Berurah again rejects that possibility, and Paskins that no, if it's a problem of Lotus Go to do, if everyone else is doing it wrong, that's a problem, but you should follow them so that it won't be a problem of Machlokas in the shul. Chaim Kanievsky is so insistent, he says in that case you would have to move your feet, right? If you decided to be really frum and possibly that Elio and face the other direction, you would actually have to change in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, right? But again, the fact that the Achronim can even say that maybe we should turn the opposite way of the Tzibur emphasizes how important it is to be facing Yerushalayim. A third halacha that comes up is what happens, as I said, normally you try to build the Aron in the direction of Yerushalayim. The Achronim note that if you really can't, for whatever reason, it's impossible, so you might be allowed to. Some Achronim think you're never allowed to, some Achronim think you can build the Aron into another wall. But if you build the Aron on another wall, then which direction do you face? So the Ber Halacha in Siman Kuf Nun has a suffix. He's not sure whether you would face the Aron or you would face Yerushalayim, but in Siman Sadi Dalit, Paskin is no question that you face Yerushalayim and not the Aron that supersedes it. And the Shevet Halevi And Chelek Yud, Shuvah Chaf, doesn't even entertain the position of the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kuf Nun. He says, the notion of davening towards Yerushalayim is a Gemara Mifureshet, and the notion of davening towards the Arun doesn't appear anywhere in Shas. It appears in a Tosefta, but the Tosefta itself was probably assuming that you were davening towards the Arun, because the Arun itself faced towards Yerushalayim. But if they would be split up, so... And the Achronim basically glow in this direction, and possibly the Mishnah Berurah and Sadi Dalet, not like at Safek, in Siman Kuf Nun, and say that in that case, you really should daven towards Yerushalayim and not the Arun. There are some Achronim that weaken this and talk about the importance of davening towards the Arun, or at least not turning away from the Arun. They don't relate to this specifically, but they do emphasize the central importance of the Arun. If you look in the entire Tzakenim and the Prima Gadim, they do have some implications in that direction. Now, I'll just end with this, that in YU, this was a machlokas for many years, because in the old Beis Medrash, people will know, until the new one, which was built just a few years ago, the Arun was not facing Yerushalayim. And it led to a three-way machlokes in the Beis Medrash of how to daven. And if you would go into the YU Beis Medrash, you'd have Talmidim Rav Shechter davening towards Yerushalayim. You'd have, so the Aron, let's say, is that way. You'd have some people davening towards the Aron, some people davening towards Yerushalayim, and some people davening at the angle to try to deal with both shittos, because there really are different positions on it. I said most folks can say you should daven through Yerushalayim anyways, because that importance of directing all of it, as Yaakov says, to Zeh Shara Shamayim. But this is one of those things which is subject to at least a suffix in the Mishnah Berurah, and some posts can pass in the other way. But those three halachos, I think, just emphasize how important it is to remember that we all daven keneged Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim.